Recent polls in Florida show the race between Barack Obama and John McCain to be close, with McCain up in most major polls. That comes despite the fact that Obama spent more than $5 million to run more than 7,000 ads on network television in the state, and McCain has yet to spend a dime. The Obama team has set up 32 local offices in the state and hired hundreds of paid staffers. McCain has set up nearly as many offices here. Buzz Jacobs is John McCain's regional campaign director for the Southeast. WMNO spoke with him last week on why his guy was doing so well with spending so little resources in the Sunshine State.
We are extremely pleased with the progress of the campaign, but we know there's a lot more hard work to do. But the reality is that Senator McCain's plan to start an economic surge by reducing our dependency on foreign oil and lowering taxes on business and individuals is resonating with voters. And just as you mentioned, the August polls show us up 4 points, and we have the experienced team all over the state. And frankly, even Obama's celebrity status can't convince voters to support his high tax policies and none of the above energy policy.
As we mentioned earlier, 32 offices for Barack Obama, 200 paid staffers, a lot of television ads. Some people theorize that the Obama camp knows they probably can't overcome some of the senator's natural advantages here with veterans and older voters, but they're just trying to make it competitive here so that the senator has to use a lot of resources down here, and that will hurt him some other places. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that their plan isn't working. to put it simply, they, as you mentioned earlier, they've spent over $7 million, I believe, on television. And as a result, they have not been able to take a lead in the polls. Again, we feel very confident because when it comes down to it, this election is going to be about the issues. And it's going to be about energy policy, and it's going to be about who's going to make the economy stronger. And we know that John McCain will do that because he will reduce our dependency on foreign oil, he will permit states to drill offshore, and he will reduce taxes on businesses. And on the other hand, you have Senator Obama, who is opposed to offshore drilling, he's opposed to safe nuclear power, he's opposed to gas tax holiday. And frankly, we think for a guy whose campaign motto was, yes, we can, he says no an awful lot.
With all the things you have going for you in the state, does it concern you at all that registration numbers here in the state, roughly 250,000 new Democrats since January, compared with just 98,000 Republicans?
Yeah, well, this is a tough election for Republicans all over the country. People are mad at the Republican Party, but what we are seeing is they're not taking out that same anger on John McCain, because he has been an independent and a maverick, and he has fought against the party. He has, for example, John McCain fought against the president and the Republican Party at his own political cost to ensure that we have a surge in Iraq. And as a result, we're bringing home troops right now with victory and with honor. And we will continue to do that. And there's other areas where Senator McCain has challenged the administration and challenged the Republican Party. And at the end of the day, It's the results that matter, and John McCain is a person who is a true reformer and a true leader.